Jesse Wallace Webb is from the School of Exercise Science, Physical and Health Education. And his presentation is Cognitive Fatigue in Wildland Firefighting.
Did you know that in 2017 and 18 alone, over 2.5 million hectares of BC was lost due to wildfires? This destruction, nearly the size of Vancouver Island, can quickly turn into disaster if threatening nearby communities. This is something that I experienced firsthand in 2017 when I got evacuated from my hometown of Williams Lake. Working as a firefighter at the time, I worked nonstop that summer from the start of July until the end of August, working 12 to 14 hour days every day for 2 weeks at a time, only taking 3 days of rest in between before heading off for the next deployment. That summer brought me face to face with the experience of being fatigued on multiple levels. And in doing so, it also ignited a deep curiosity. I began to wonder, how and why does fatigue develop? How is it impacting my brain function and ability to make decisions while on the fire line? Picture yourselves in the boots of a firefighter. Here you are on the side of a mountain. It's hot, smoky, and you're exhausted. Not to mention, you haven't talked to friends or family in weeks, and your snoring coworker has not been helping you sleep at night. Within the framework of my thesis, all these factors contribute to an overall state of cognitive fatigue, which I believe poses a risk to worker safety on several levels, ranging from reduced awareness to poor judgment. This is because when in the field, we need to constantly be on the lookout for dangerous trees and other hazards that might hurt us, or worse. And in extreme circumstances, we need to make split-second decisions that implicate life and death. And I've heard of far too many stories about the tragic results of situations wherein stress and fatigue got in the way of safety. So with this in mind, wouldn't it be great if we could detect cognitive fatigue directly at its source? Well, it turns out that maybe we can. With the same technology that's being used by other UFIC researchers in collaboration with NASA, I plan to test for cognitive fatigue using a mobile EEG device, which for those who don't know, is a neuroimaging technique that monitors changes in brain activity. Testing on my three-person crew throughout the summer, both before and after shift, I also plan to examine other fatigue-related factors, including sleep deprivation, psychological stress, and dehydration, all of which have been previously found to impact brain function. In this way, the aim of my research is to see what kind of working conditions lead to cognitive fatigue, thus gaining insight into some of its underlying mechanisms and contributing factors. And this is important insight, as the effects of workplace fatigue are not well understood, and most research on related topics has only been done in laboratory and under controlled conditions that may not be realistic to the working environment. By addressing this gap, I hope to inform future government policy on the topic of fatigue management, thus improving the health and safety of those in the front line, protecting our province. Thank you.